As I said earlier, this episode was originally conceived a lot darker, and it went through several different incarnations before it reached this one. Ultimately, like I said, it just wasn't our show to suddenly turn it into a mystery, but it seemed that Pablo's past would sort of be mysterious and might have some violence, and, because he's a guy from the streets, the same way Chris is, and he had done some incarceration. I love that he hands her a magazine and she says Italian Vogue, but it clearly isn't Italian Vogue. I don't know if they actually cleared Italian Vogue to show or not. That may be the reason for it. That line, I hate speaking French. Madeleine Albright, who is that? I don't know who that is either. I don't know how I came up with that. See, he's nervous because Danny clearly didn't like his last girlfriend and did not treat her well, so he really wants Danny to get along with Rebecca. And here we have a mysterious-looking thug, and Pablo clearly knows who this is. And it's Mr. John Zack. This actor I was not familiar with, but he did a really great job. Not being too over-the-top menacing, but yet being friendly and a little menacing. Yeah, Ruben. And remember, we saw Ruben get in his car and drive away, but Mr. Zack here is going to suggest that Ruben may not have made it back in one piece. But of course, we saw him drive away, so if anything happens to Ruben, it's not Pablo's fault. He's going to try to convince Pablo to fix Whittakus, because Whittakus was a successful thoroughbred, and now he's got a problem, and he's not been doing well, and they don't know why. And this horse has been sold a bunch of times, and they've just invested their money, so they want to get their money's worth. So they want Pablo to fix him and find out what's wrong with him. See, this is the kind of scene that Pablo needed to have, because we knew there was something lurking there in his past, and we didn't know what it was. So in this episode, everybody has their own internal conflict, which is a great theme to have on any dramatic television show. The big conflict, of course, is Pablo and his future. What is he going to do? Someone has come in and invaded his nice setup he's got and actually may have something on Pablo, which makes it very difficult for Pablo to say no. Do you believe him? This scene is pretty much as it was written, I believe. Not much of the Pablo John Zack conversations changed too much over the draft. I think a lot of the Chris involvement sort of changed. It came and went, and how much is she going to challenge Pablo? And, because there's a fine line between having her question her boss, essentially, and having her be a big pain in the neck. And I think we achieved that balance here, but it went through several different tries to get it right. I like the big thug there. I just think he's very scary. So Chris really wants to fix Whittakus. She sees him as another Wildfire, because Wildfire, of course, came from a non-racing background, and they've turned him into this amazing horse race. And I think she sees that Whittakus can be rehabilitated and continue to be a great horse race. So they were trying to pull a fast one here and sneak him out behind Pablo's back, because last we heard, Pablo didn't want them to have anything to do with the horse. But now he's had a sudden and inexplicable change of heart. Which, as we saw from that look in Chris's eyes, she was questioning. But he clearly does not want to be ridden, Whittakus. So that's the first step in them trying to figure out what his problem is. So Pete is going to go back to see his mother and leave Junior to fix all of these club concerns. But first, he needs Pete to look at his car. Heinous, that is one of my favorite words, and I'm glad that I was able to use that here. I don't think it's a word that Junior has used up till now, but, you know, as Junior's life expands, his vocabulary expands as well. And here's his dad. I like the composition here, how Junior is framed between his real father, who he isn't getting along with or agreeing with, and his sort of surrogate father, Pete, who is sort of looking out for him, and they're working together. It's a great visual. But of course, Davis has the wrong approach here because he's still coming from a money standpoint. You know, I'll give you money if you come home, and of course, money is the big problem. Junior wants to be on his own, and he doesn't want his dad to bail him out. Although his mother just bailed him out a couple scenes back, but he's going to reimburse her. Yeah, that was a great, great little bit here. And of course, both of these actors are wonderful in this. Now, if you look close on one of these close-ups of the computer screen, there is a typo. I believe the word business is misspelled on one of them, and I don't know if I noticed it, and maybe you will too. Business, right there. But at least John Zack is spelled correctly, which is nice. This scene was actually a last-minute addition to clarify the story and explain why Chris is so concerned about this person from Pablo's past. So, obviously, when a scene comes in at the last minute, the art department has to scramble to create these screens, and they did a really wonderful job here, but unfortunately, that misspelling slipped through. It happens.